about Discord as part of our community conversation. I said before that I was kind of there for the early days of Discord becoming a home for fandom. It was the, so just to start with what Discord is, if you don't know, it's a live group chat program. It was sort of born after Slack was around for a little while, which is similar, but it has a business focus. And Discord was originally created targeted towards gamers. And you'll see that in a lot of the way that it's branded. The little icon is a game controller, which I think not everybody actually, I think it can be kind of hard to see that, but it is. And so it became this place for people to play games together and get together and talk about the video games that they like. As other places started to get less comfortable to be in, or they died off, like LiveJournal disappearing and IMZ, which was around for a while and then died, Discord just happened to land at a right moment to draw a lot of people in as a way to connect with other fans. And it's also fairly unique in that, I can't say it's unique because IRC was where all this live chat kind of thing started, but in terms of what the other popular social medias are for fandom right now, it's unique in that it is a live text chat that moves at real speed. A lot of people coming into Discord have only had experiences with maybe Twitter being the fastest interaction they've dealt with social media, and Tumblr. So you're reblogging and you have space to put your own thoughts, but it's contained. You have time, you can reread them. Whereas a live chat might seem intimidating at first. But the great benefit of having a live chat is how quickly you can connect with people and how many people at one time can be participating in a conversation and still have it balanced instead of creating all these separate trees of replies or endless nested forum sections.
Yeah, like that was the thing about Slack is like everything had to be like nested and it was like, what is happening? How do I find what's going on? Discord has none of that.
Yeah, the Discord itself is divided into servers. The Discord itself is just a landing place, but within it you can host servers, and each server is divided into categories of channels, and each channel is generally a topic for discussion. And in that channel, it's just a straight text chat like you might have seen in IRC, or if you use Facebook Messenger, it's like that, but with a group of people. And the wonderful thing about it is it's totally open, it's free, you can create your own server, you can learn all the tools to build them yourselves, and that means that fandom has the freedom to build the spaces that people want to be a part of.
Yeah, and so there are servers that are massive, so let's say that too, like there are servers for a lot of different purposes. So there are servers that are focused on characters and ships. There are servers that are focused, that are pretty much event servers, and that's where you get the like information on events. And for a lot of people, in my short time in fandom, a lot of folks who don't really know where to start with Discord tend to start with event servers, and that's a really great place to start, I think. But breaking into established Discords, like, so let's say you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I would love to find 1,000 people to talk about Stony with. Good news for you. We have some folks for you to meet. The same with, like, I know some really, there's a huge Stuckoni server. If you like Bucky, Tony, and Steve together, a massive Stuckoni server that everybody would love to meet you. I'm in a Bucky Nat one. I'm in a Steve Bucky one, Sam Bucky, like all of them. So there's all those, and we'll link a few of them in the show notes that we're aware of. There's always servers that we are not aware of. So the best way to find those out is to head to our Discord server, where our mods are going to be making sure that we can connect you to places that you want to be.
You can also end up sort of lily pad jumping from server to server, because you'll jump into one, you know, maybe you start in a Steve Tony server and that helps you find a Steve Sam server. And then that helps you find a Sam Bucky server. So once you start getting in and connecting, you can just sort of join whatever looks interesting and stick around with the ones that grab you.
Absolutely, because the thing is, every server has its own set of rules and every server has its own culture. So there are servers that are much more intense on like offline life chat than they are in talking about the ship itself, for instance. Mm-hmm. There are servers that are really, really ship focused to the extent where you can't talk about another ship on the server, but the one that's there for. So there's different rules in different cultures. So when you show up to a server, you're going to be hit towards a landing page, which is going to ask you to read the rules and kind of say who you are. This can be anything you want, pretty much. You're going to be asked to confirm your age, I think, on every server.
Only the ones that are 18 plus. Okay. There are fewer, but there are definitely all ages servers out there, and I will link the ones I know about. I think you have to be over 13 to use the Discord app itself. Okay. And not every server do you have to be over 18, but a lot of them are restricted to 18 plus.
Yeah. Like, I have a couple that I'm 16 plus, and so they still want age verification, yeah. But it should tell you that I am basically, like, filthy minded that most of mine are 18 plus, so I'm just going to throw that out there. And then beyond that, you're going to get a list of channels, and it's going to be a thing. My biggest tip for walking into a server that's already, like, 800 to 1,000 people is to actually go ahead and mute nearly all of the channels initially. You can do that. You can mute individual channels and then kind of open them up one by one. So like, if you are not somebody who wants to talk about art all the time, mute that channel at first until you get to know other people, until you feel comfortable at the speed at which every channel is going. Because even within a server, there are channels that are quieter than other channels. And so kind of as you get to know, muting means is that you're not going to get a notification that something new has happened. Which helps, I think, the overwhelm if the entire server isn't lighting up all the time telling you that you have something to pay attention to in that server.
It can really, you spend so much time jumping around trying to catch up on each channel that you don't stop up. And actually talk to anyone.
Yeah, and the best way to make friends in Discord is to spend enough time in one or two channels at first to make sure that you get to know people, because Saber brought this up in our interview and Ferret and I talked about this a little bit earlier on in the pod. Fandom is about people. And the best bit of Discord is that you get to talk to them like, I mean, because we are actual friends instead of just someone you interact with on Tumblr in a different kind of environment. Because like Ferret brought up just now, it's a real-time conversation and it moves feckin' fast. Mm-hmm. A lot. Sometimes it doesn't. But like if people get going, they get going. So that's my biggest tip for doing it. Never be afraid also to leave a Discord that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
There is no penalty. Just go away. And if 5 months from now you decide to go back, one's going to be mad. Yep. And if they are, you don't want to be there anyway.
This is another one of those curate your own fandom experience situations. You can pick the servers you want to be in. And no, it's no one's business but your own. Why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of that too, just really quick, I want to address the idea of clicks because I hear this a lot on a couple of the servers that
I've been asked a couple times that people have said to me on Tumblr and other places that they felt they were scared to join or they didn't know who to talk to because they were afraid of it being too clicky.
That's fair. And I get that, especially because when you're just lurking in a channel, probably at any given time, there's probably 10 to 15 people talking. And then it moves on really quickly and there can be 700 talking, but you can't really see that. You just see a bunch of people talking back and forth. There are inside jokes on a lot of servers because people have been together for a long time. And that's truth. I would encourage people to think about the difference between a group of people who all happen to know each other and would love to have new friends,
mm-hmm.
and a group of people who don't want new friends. And that's the difference between a group and a clique.
That's an excellent distinction. And I think one of the important parts of that distinction is that if you come into a group and you see a bunch of people enjoying each other's company and having those jokes, it may feel exclusionary to you because you don't have that. But the truth is the reason that they're behaving that way is because they like each other and they've all made each other feel welcome. So that positive energy is something you can become a part of.
Yes. And it can be hard and it's not for other people. There's a couple servers that I was on where I was really excited because I thought the vibe was going to be right for me, but it did to me end up feeling clicky. And so I left those servers.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't for me. And that's fine. I have found home in some other servers. We're going to talk about the POT server a lot on this.
Mm-hmm.
Our server is populated as we record this right now with honestly just a giant group of lovely people. Who would love to meet anyone who is listening to this right now.
Absolutely. Come out and
chat. And meet us. And I think we're a pretty good starter server because we're small, first of all, but also because we're a lot of us are in a lot of different servers. As I'm looking through the list of people, we can connect you out to other places really easily.
There's a central network here for sure.
Yeah.
And we also have channels for talking about your personal life instead if you feel shy maybe about talking about the topic of the podcast or a specific ship or anything, and you just want to chat with people to get comfortable and make some friends. That's an option there too.
Absolutely. And then the sky is the limit from there. If you are somebody, we're going to talk about events a lot on this pod because we both run them and participate in them and love them. But if you are perhaps thinking of starting an event, a lot of bingos these days have servers. That's a great way to get involved and brainstorm with people if you're a creator. A lot of events have their own servers. And those are really great. Those are really great ways to even engage not only with people on a people-to-people level, but a creator-to-creator level.
The event servers also, sometimes events can feel sort of isolating if you have to keep your project a secret until it's posted. Maybe you have a partner you're working with, or maybe you're working on your own, and it can kind of feel like, normally I would ask, you know, for someone's help or just some motivating or cheerleading or whatever, and that's not an option when you have to be secret for an event. But a lot of times, if there's an event Discord server, you're free to discuss your project in the server. So you should check the rules for the specific Discord, but if you're feeling a little lonely in an event, that's a great way to connect with other people who are in the same boat.
Yeah, because like I've ended up in this place right now where I'm in far too many bangs. And so I'm writing
thousands. There's a relatable mood, Flame.
There's a mood, I know. But like I'm writing thousands of words a week and no one is reading them. And so I'm like in my little corner being like, no one is going to like my books.
Yeah.
I did this to myself. But these servers are perfect places to share. So, exactly. And I'm getting really good feedback, which is lovely of people.
So motivating.
Yeah. Because like, let's right now do away with the myth that if you're writing, the writing should be its own reward. Guys, that's not how this works.
Feedback is not just motivating and validating, but it's another form of connection. And that's why we're here in fandom, to connect with people. So you should absolutely feel wonderful about forming those connections in all the myriad of ways there is in fandom to do that.
Absolutely. And in groups of people, this is just kind of one of the last things we'll talk about in terms of Discord. It is very, very possible that very difficult conversations are going to come up on servers. Mm-hmm. Even in servers with really strong rules about not having those conversations, humans are humans and we get carried away in conversation. And mods are only around so often and all that kind of stuff. So a really big rule of thumb, Ferret and I would both say, is to remember to be kind as often as you can, and to remember that everybody around you does not automatically agree with you about everything just because you both happen to like the same superheroes.
Yeah, it's important to take a breath sometimes and acknowledge that your life experiences may not be universal. And additionally, that if something makes you feel uncomfortable or a conversation is about a topic that you don't like, or even just that it's three people who don't share your opinion and you're the only one at the moment that is on your side, you can always step away, mute that channel for a while, mute the whole server if you need to, come back later in an hour, in a day, in a month, and that's fine.
Absolutely. Muting is a gift from the Discord deities that we should all use.
No one will know what you have muted. That's your own business.
Absolutely no one. And spoiler alert, no one knows if you have your DMs muted either. So if you have those conversations in private and it's too much for you, like there's ways to do that too. Just remember, because this is a text-based communication, emotions can run really high really quickly, but you cannot read tone. Emojis are helpful, GIFs are helpful, but give yourself and other people grace as we are learning to have relationships with each other entirely over text.
In what am I at, like 5 or 6 years of having these text conversations with people, I really feel like the most important thing I've learned is to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Just assume they meant that in the nicest way possible. And even if they didn't, you're still living in a more positive world for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We are all here to have fun. It's a hobby. Let's take a deep breath and remember that. And we say this to ourselves as well. So this is not a judgment statement on anyone else. It's just tips and things we have to remind ourselves to do as well.
Absolutely. Everyone has their moments.
Yes.
I've also been asked a few times or I've seen people get excited about starting their own servers. And I just wanted to briefly say the great thing about Discord is you absolutely can host your own server. It's free. It's open. You can set it up to be whatever topic you want. You can set up whatever channels you want. It's a very flexible system and it has a lot of power to it for organizing people. But I will also issue a caution that people are people. And if you have a publicly available join link, you have no control over how many people may be interested in joining your server. And I do think it's important to learn a little bit about roles and permissions, a little bit about structures of channels, how you can protect yourself from bots, that kind of thing, before you charge in. So the best way to figure out how to run how to own a server is to join servers, get to know people, get to know Discord, volunteer to mod a server you already like. That'll get you in the back end of things. And then if that feels good, I highly recommend starting your own server, but go in with some experience under your belt.
Yeah, and that's the tech side, because my response is that like it takes a lot of time to nurture a community. So like think about what you're doing too. Like for it's sure. A lot. Building a server is a lot of work. So
you want it to be something you're gonna enjoy because you're passionate about the topic.
Yeah.
And the people, and you want to connect with those people. Definitely it does happen that someone gets enthusiastic, they start a server, a lot of people join it and they lose passion for that subject or that ship or that cannon or whatever it is, and they want to step away. Yeah, so either make sure that you're really engaged with the topic or set yourself up so that there's someone you can hand it off to if you change your mind.
Yeah, teams are important in everything. So it's not just...
I don't think I would never run a Discord server by myself. Absolutely not. It's all a team effort.
Yeah, I would do very little by myself. I'm the biggest fan of delegation. But that's a separate topic for another time. So in terms of servers, we will definitely just our two main ones, the one that for our podcast and the one that we were born out of, put on the suit. But please check our show notes for a whole lot of other ones, especially if you are not an MCU person. Please know that there are tons of comic servers as well.
And on top of that, if there's a specific server that you're looking for, you can poke us on our social media or ask in our Discord channel, and we'll start the network going and see if we can find anybody that has that server for you.
Absolutely, because the likelihood is that it exists and it is tiny and would love for you to come and join.
Most of the time, all you need is to throw it out there in the universe that you're looking for something and a little hand will wave. There is a public registry of Discord servers, but you have to choose to have your server put on it. And most small fandom servers don't do that. So it really is a matter of connecting to the network and sniffing things out. But I know all of us here on the podcast are happy to help you sniff. So
consider us your golden retrievers.
Nifflers.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's a good, that'll end up being a role on the,
I can see that becoming a role. Hey, so yeah, if you're out there and you know a lot of Discord servers and you want to come be a Discord Niffler on our server, come on down and let us know.
Oh, that would be amazing.